Tribute to Phil Meddings. When you saw him standing there, you knew he felt he was quite alone. And then you realized that you were him. And at that point, the first seed was sown. A seed that grew to envelop so many, powered by the passion to inspire your peers. And you endowed all this with your sensitivity and wisdom, taking many a gamble despite your fears. The formula you have bequeathed has grown and matured. It won't surprise you when I say that my group lives on, not just in my mind. We meet with regularity, until when I know not, until the last breath is drawn. So I thank you, Phil, with all my heart, for allowing me to contribute to this precious process. It has enriched my thoughts and memories in so many ways. Giving an indebtedness to you, I am glad to profess. This was written in celebration of Phil Meddings' 80th birthday in 2007. And this is the reply that Phil sent to me. Tony, although it sometimes seems the case that one is standing there alone, that all around is empty space, history itself has always shown there are friends. Throughout the life of a ventured deer, in times of stress and deep concern, strong principles do persevere. From whence does this strength return? From our friends. The formula you mention is valuable indeed. But Tony, as always, your wisdom and care gave greater value to those in need and marked you forever as the greatest chair by your friends. To have someone wise, sensible and true has confirmed for me also that goals aren't all, but the journey with friends will always do more for the soul and enthuse and enthrall. Thank you, friend.